Chapter 18, Making Buttonholes. Mr. Heron couldn't help being interested. Buttonholes in what? He asked Ferdinand Frog.
Why, in suits of clothes, of course, Taylor answered.
If you had a tailor's shop as I have, you'd find that bill of yours a handy thing to have. When you wanted to make a buttonhole in a piece of cloth, all you'd need to do would be to stick your bill through it.
I'd like to try that, Mr. Heron remarked.
Then come right over to my shop, Mr. Frog urged. I'll let you make all the buttonholes you want.
Very well, Mr. Heron agreed. I'll make buttonholes until I get hungry.
That's a good idea, Mr. Frog cried.
And his new friend smiled, for he thought the tailor must be very stupid. He intended to stay with Mr. Frog until he was hungry enough to eat him. And no one who wasn't dull-witted could have failed to grasp his plan. Well, they started off together, and they arrived shortly afterward at the tailor's shop. Observing that Mr. Heron was altogether too big to squeeze inside the tiny building, Mr. Frog entered it to reappear soon with an armful of cloth. On this, Mr. Frog proceeded to mark a row of dots, and then he hung the cloth upon some reeds. There, he announced, can you hit the mark?
Certainly I can, Mr. Heron replied.
And quick as lightning, his sharp bill darted out and made a neat hole exactly where every dot had been.
Oh, splendid, perfect, Mr. Frog exclaimed.
And thereupon, he brought forth more cloth. In a surprisingly short time, Mr. Heron had made 87 buttonholes. But Mr. Frog noticed that beginning with the 77th buttonhole, the strange thing began to fail. He did not hit the dot quite squarely, and he seemed not to have his mind on his work.
What's the matter? Mr. Frog inquired. Are you getting tired?
No, not tired, Mr. Heron told him.
Are your eyes troubling you? The tailor asked him.
No, I can see well enough, Mr. Heron replied, but I'm beginning to feel a bit faint,
and I think I've made enough buttonholes for one day. But Mr. Frog said that he had a special suit which he was making for somebody, and he begged Mr. Heron to make the buttonholes in that too. Mr. Heron frowned, but presently he yielded, telling Mr. Frog to hurry, for he had another matter to attend to. So the tailor leaped into his shop once more, and for a few moments he was very busy arranging another strip of cloth so that the stranger might make buttonholes in it. When all was ready, Mr. Heron stepped up to do his work. He was just about to strike when he paused suddenly.
"Who's going to have this suit?" he asked the tailor.
"And Mr. Fishhawk," said the tailor. "Do you know him?"
"I should say I did," Mr. Heron cried. "And he's no friend of mine, I assure you. I only wish he was behind his cloth. I'd run my bill clean through him."
A cold, cruel glitter came into Mr. Heron's eyes. And when he struck with all his power, as if he were driving his wicked bill through Mr. Fishhawk that very moment. He made only that one thrust, and he did not withdraw his bill either. Instead, he set up a terrible squawking and began to flounder about on the bank of the pond.
"Help, help," he cried in a muffled voice.
But Ferdinand Frog only smiled and made no move to assist his new acquaintance. The truth of the matter was that he had hidden a block of wood behind the cloth, and Mr. Heron had driven his bill into it so far that he couldn't pull it out. With a loud chuckle, Mr. Frog jumped into the water and swam away. And that very day he moved to Black Creek, without troubling himself to learn how Mr. Heron got himself out of his difficulty. But the tailor couldn't help thinking what a handy thing it would be to have a bill like Mr. Heron's.
"He can even make buttonholes in wood," Mr. Frog exclaimed.